Listener Production.
Afternoon, I'm Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. Well, the cops are calling the car fire on Mount Burr Road yesterday morning as suspicious. The car was allegedly stolen from a Tantanoola address and completely destroyed in the blaze. Police are urging anyone who might have some more info to call into the station or to call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Vaccinating South Aussie students is the focus for the state's health officials, with the government announcing extra vax hubs across metro and regional primary schools. Education Minister Blair Boyer says 40 sites are set to open within the next fortnight, running for 10 weeks.
Try to raise our vaccination levels amongst years 5 to 11 students, where they are very low. I think the current rate for ages 5 to 11 who have had a first dose is sitting at only 59%.
A couple of forums are being held locally over the next couple of days, and they're all about the Southeast Coastal Lake Network. National Parks and Wildlife are getting together with community groups in Robe tonight and Millicent tomorrow. They're reviewing management as it stands and making a new plan for the future. The Morrison government's releasing a new first home buyers plan for if they're re-elected this Saturday. Embarker MP Tony Passon's showing his support for the super home buyer scheme. He's on social media saying it'll mean Australians can buy their first digs around 3 years earlier on average, but they'd be able to do that by using up to 40% of their superannuation towards a first home deposit. To sport now, and it was expected to deliver, and the clash between Narracourt and Keith certainly did. The sides evenly matched through the round 4 KNT Footy League clash. In the end, home side Narracourt delighting the crowd in a 6-point win. Lucindale still don't look like losing a game, 38 points to the good of Border District. Penola fought but lost to Border Town. Mundulla was too good for Kybe Bolite, and it was Kingston over Padthaway.
Listener.